Hello, everyone, and welcome back to You Have to Wear Something, the podcast that explores those wardrobe decisions we make every day and educates, empowers, and entertains culturally through fashion history, business, and style trends. I am still your host, Nicole, a creative bridge builder with a mission to elevate marginalized voices and individuals, and I'm the owner of Shop GUJIYU. Hit me up, follow me, look me up, and GU means freedom if you've forgotten. It is New York Fashion Week, and there have been some major shifts in our fashion landscape and perspective lately. But first, let's talk about the real reason metallics and silver are trending like crazy. You probably guessed correctly, it's Beyoncé and her Renaissance World Tour. Some of us, we are still coming down from our Barbie pink dopamine boost only to trade it in for an injection of all things silver. The palette was already trending, but then Bea herself had to go and make it an official dress code for her birthday, her September 4th birthday extravaganza at SoFi Stadium here in LA. I bought tickets before that date was announced and attended September 2nd, so I didn't really have time to jump on it, but honestly, I really did want to wear black. I know that's kind of boring, but I wore a black lace high slit dress with some understated sparkle sewn in, some sheer gloves, but I managed to squeeze in a little bit of silver through some Nike Air Max OG 97s and nail polish. But truly at heart, I'm just a gold girl. I really think that gold tones look better on the brown girls. That's just my opinion. But do you wear what you like and know your tones, people? So back to New York Fashion Week. Is it me or does it rain every year during New York Fashion Week? Earlier this summer, I spoke about secession and quiet luxury and the whole aesthetic popularized by the Olsen twins, designers of The Row. And you can see the effects of this one on the runway. The nails are shorter and the cuts are simpler, a la Helmut Lang. But what's defining fall beyond impeccable fabrics, right? I saw a lot of strong shoulders and blazers, and it seems like blazers are showing up cropped. I don't know how long that's going to stick around, because again, I think with the low-rise trend and then the cropped, I think people are trying to show off their bellies. Not everybody has it like that. But, you know, the shoulder, I love. Things that carried over, making that not really a trend at all, were corsets and sheer clothing. I think we all have grown comfy, or dare I say cozy, in sheer clothing. It's no longer risque to wear your lingerie or wear your pajamas outside with a slide or a sneaker. And with the body positivity movement, we are less judgy-wudgy of who's allowed to wear a peekaboo dress or a peekaboo top here and there. Corsets. Corsets are just the best invention. I love them. I define them as the first Spanx, because baby, they will suck you in, they will prop you up, and they can be worn with literally anything. But just be careful with your low rise, because it can catch you on the sides and snatch you up in true muffin top fashion. So I know the low rise is here, it's trending again. I did my time in early aughts. If you're wearing a corset with a low rise, it's probably gonna muffin you, unless you're just having girl dinners every night. Did you get your athletic cargo pants yet, or do you still have them from the early aughts? I always think of these pants when I hear the throwback Genie in a Bottle from Christina Aguilera. It was a moment for sure, and all things come back. So honestly, keep your stuff and wait it out if you can. It seems like everyone from the fashion girlies to the PR and celebs on the front row also had a damn belt on. Belts are having a moment. Belts of all sizes have made a comeback. And you know, just, you got belts, y'all. You ain't gotta go and buy a bunch of belts. Just reach back in that closet, blow the dust off your belts. They are back again for another cycle. Another way to cinch in that waist if you are, you know, corset averse, you can just use a damn belt. On the other side of quiet luxury minimalism, there are some loud moments occurring, and they are very ladylike, like ruffles. And who is living in their bow era right now? So many bows, so many ruffles, but not in a goofy way. Usually when I think of these, it makes me think of cartoons, like goofiness. Bows and ruffles are here, but not in a goofy way. Maybe they're a barrette with a bow on it, or maybe there's a huge bow on the front or the back of a skirt, and that's it. You're done. One big damn bow, not all over the place, and not just silver, but all the fabrics that reflect light apparently were seen on the runway. Chainmail and muted sequins and a little bit of gold. Thank you, Ralph Lauren. Thank you, Ralph, for putting a lot of gold, my color, on the runway where Christy Turlington closed the show. Side note, with a documentary on the supermodels coming out this season too, the whole New York Fashion Week scene was packed with the original IT models. It's also worthy to mention that from Barbie to Taylor Swift to Beyonce, it's pleasantly been a woman-dominant summer. And trust that the movie and those tours, they drive economies in every city they land in. We had a pink paint shortage and everything. My favorite scrappy hustle moment, honestly my favorite, is there was a man, I believe in Atlanta, selling flip-flops at the Renaissance concert. If you wore actual silver high heels, I applaud you, because that ship has sailed for me, wearing high heels to a concert. There is just way too much walking from the parking spot to the venue. And those flip-flops, I'm sure, were needed. Other things that may have carried over are tiny purses. I know y'all have seen those little Jacquemus tiny purses. Yes, they are useless. They are fucking useless. Agreed. But are they cute? Are they worth it? Yes. The Metallics palette made its way to nails too. But again, the nails are shorter. And it may be predicting that short nails are back to stay for a little bit longer, but maybe just a bit more decorated. I will say this. I'm talking to the colored gals out there and my black girls, my sisters. Shout out to you, and I mean the black and Latinas. I see you, girl, and I know that there was a time that the long talons with nail art on them were seen as unprofessional, just like our hair, unprofessional, and dare I say ghetto, and so forth, and blah, blah, blah. And it stung a little bit. It stings a little bit to be a trailblazer, you know? It stung a little bit going to work and having usually a white supervisor tell you to cut or change your nails. This went on for years, potentially decades, only to finally become popular with our white sisters, who I hope are allies, which is cool and all, but just remember, the BIPOC girls crawled so everyone could run to the nail shop and freely enjoy their long acrylics without censorship or scrutiny. I'm pretty sure ladies lost their jobs back in the day for rocking the long nail art. So now that we are free to wear nails as we see fit, the wave may be over. Womp womp. Okay, my rant is over. But remember, always wear what you want to wear. Long nails, short nails, nail art. I feel like this is a good time in culture where we can almost wear whatever we want. And always find environments where you can express your style. Also, this season, it's not just a supermodel film that's coming out, okay? It's officially called The Supermodels on Apple TV, and I think it comes out September 20th, but one of my favorite, all-time favorite cultural icons, the mother, Beth Ann Hardison, getting her flowers, finally. And the documentary called Invisible Beauty. Do not miss this. It is a new documentary focused on Beth Ann Hardison for more than 5 decades in fashion. And that comes out September 29th, I believe, on Prime. I don't like supporting Bezos things, but if it's on Prime, still someone sign in and try to check it out. That's going to be a very important film. And, you know, keep dressing how you want to dress. particularly keep dressing with this Studio 54 wave we're in. And until next time, peace.